So now we're on 36. What time is it here? Okay, let's just read 36 in the purport. I'll read the Sanskrit and then you can repeat. Api chet asi papebhya.
Api chet asi papebhya.
Sarvebhya papakritama.
Sarvebhya papakritama.
Sarvam gyanam plave naiva.
Sarvam gyanam plave naiva.
Vrijinam santarishyasi.
Vrijinam santarishyasi.
Api.
Api.
Even.
Even.
Chet.
If.
Asi,
you are,
papebhya,
of sinners,
sarvebhya,
of all,
papakritama,
the greatest sinner,
sarvam,
all such sinful reactions,
gyanaplavena,
by the boat of transcendental knowledge.
Eva,
certainly.
Vrijinam,
the ocean of miseries.
Santarishasi,
you will cross completely.
Even if you are considered to be the most sinful of all sinners, when you are situated in the boat of transcendental knowledge, you will be able to cross over the ocean of miseries. Please repeat. Even if you are considered to be the most sinful of all sinners, when you are situated in the boat of transcendental knowledge,
you will be able to cross over the
ocean of miseries. Purport. Proper understanding of one's constitutional position in relationship to Krishna is so nice that one can at once lift one from the struggle of for existence, which goes on in the ocean of nescience. This material world is sometimes regarded as an ocean of nescience and sometimes as a blazing forest. In the ocean, however expert a swimmer one may be, the struggle for existence is very severe. If someone comes forward and lifts the struggling swimmer from the ocean, he is the greatest savior. Perfect knowledge received from the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the path of liberation. The boat of Krishna consciousness is very simple, but at the same time, the most sublime. So, up to this point, Krishna was talking about how important it is to develop transcendental knowledge. And now he's saying that if you develop this knowledge, even if you're the most sinner of sinners, this knowledge will carry you over the ocean of material miseries. And that we develop this knowledge, Krishna says that the way you get this knowledge is by approaching a spiritual master. And then when you get this knowledge, you'll see that all beings are in me and they're mine, and that you're one of those beings. In other words, you'll understand that you're a servant of God. You're not God, but you're His servant. And once you've gotten this knowledge, Prabhupada says, once you know this relationship, this is the beginning, sambandha jnana. I was just reading a letter today. Brahmananda Prabhu, he wrote to Srila Prabhupada in 1969, and he said, Srila Prabhupada, how is it possible that I can be delivered from Maya? It just seems like it's not going to happen. And Prabhupada says, don't worry. He says, anyone who comes in contact with the strong chain of this disciplic succession is delivered. Because once you receive this knowledge, you cannot lose it. And it will come to its fruition. It's like a seed that's been planted in the ground in good soil and watered. It's going to grow and the fruit's going to come, but it will come in its own time. So Prabhupada said, don't worry. He says the main thing is that this chain of the disciplic succession is like a very strong rope. And he says, you just have to grab onto that rope And as long as you maintain your grasp, you'll be delivered. And then Prabhupada also said, he says, somehow or other, if one of my followers who has dedicated their life and worked so hard to help me, somehow or other, if they haven't been delivered, I will come back from Goloka Vrindavan and I will take them back personally, back to Godhead. A far out letter. So, through this disciplic succession, we're getting pure knowledge of what the soul is, what God is, and what this relationship is. And you go to other places, it's very confusing. It's this shade of gray, you know, that it sounds like, well, sometimes it sounds like there's God, sometimes it sounds like, well, we're all God. And even in the terminology, people kind of flip-flop back in and out of being God, not God. But it's all unclear. But in the disciplic succession, these four disciplic succession that we've mentioned, the Madhva disciplic succession, the Vishnu Swami disciplic succession, the Nimbarka disciplic succession, and the succession coming from Ramanujacharya, this is all very clearly given, you know, that God is a person, everything is his energy, everything is below him. You know, everything depends upon him, and we are meant to serve him. And once we accept this and we begin to follow the acharyas, then there's no reason for us to stay here anymore. We can go back to Vaikuntha, we can go back to Goloka. By their mercy, by this knowledge, gradually we'll give up sinful activities, we'll surrender to the Lord, and we'll get the strength, we'll get the shelter of the Supreme Lord and be empowered. You know, we'll get his glance, he'll see us, and we'll be delivered. Even if we're the most sinful of sinners, even if we're like Jagaya Madai, so many examples are there. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, so many Jagai and Madais are now coming forward and are becoming, you know, dancing dolls. You know, being like dancing puppets of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So it's all very hopeful, very nice. And like Dainiti Prabhu was saying, you know, that if we read these purports of Srila Prabhupada, we become convinced. Although, you know, we can say that because we've all read these purports and we've all found some jewels there. And that's why we're here. But unfortunately, not everyone who enters a gold mine can find the gold, even though they're in the gold mine. So it's by good fortune also that one can appreciate. But we have many experiences where in the beginning someone got one of these books and couldn't understand it, couldn't appreciate it, but gradually as purification occurred, the light went on and then they could. So it may not even happen in this life. But this is pure gold, it's pure light, and when one contacts it, there's some effect. But sometimes it may take some time for that effect to occur. So those, you know, there's no argument for those who are here. We're all here because we found some gem in Prabhupada's books and we've gotten this mercy. So we should end now. So we're going to have the Artic. And during the Artic, let's think of Luan's friend, Yumla. I didn't say it right. And personally, whatever benefit I get from chanting Hare Krishna and associating with the devotees tonight, hearing Bhagavad Gita, seeing their lordships, touching the Gila, getting purified water, clapping my hands and seeing the Lord being worshipped, whatever benefit I get, I'm offering it to Yum Lao. And also, let's keep Vaisheshika's mother's situation in our mind, and let's send our prayers to her as well. Yum La. Yum La. So, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, all assembled devotees ki jai.